Shvius, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud, 3:10. We now come to the end of the discussion of removing the stones and now removing dirt from one's field. The specific case the Mishnah says is Habona Geder, Beino Levein Rishus HaRabim. He's one who's building a stone wall at the perimeter of his property, at the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain. So the question is, when he digs out from the ground the stones, perhaps, and then, you know, since he's making a foundation, he's digging out dirt, he could ultimately use that for planting. The question is there a concern that he would do so? The answer is no, there's no concern. Because he's excavating right at the edge of his property beside the public domain, a person doesn't normally plant at the brink of the public domain because the public will damage and eat his property, etc. And that being the case, we're not afraid of that. Meaning, as opposed to if one would be building a wall between his property and his neighbor's property, one would not be allowed to do this because the fear is you'd end up planting in that area since it's not a high traffic area. In any case, so here we say, Habona Geder Beino Levein Rishus HaRabim, if a person's building a wall between his property and the public domain, and he wants to need a foundation there, Mutu Lahamik Ad Hasela, he can dig as deep as he wants, down to the bedrock, it doesn't matter, there's no problem, because we're not afraid he'll end up planting over there. And it doesn't look like he's planting on Shemitah, so no problem doing this work in the Shemitah year. So there's a separate question, however, which is, if you dig deep into the ground, you'll be left with a big mound of dirt. What do you do with that dirt? Because to reapply that dirt back into your field looks like you're spreading topsoil for the sake of benefiting your land for further planting and growing in the Shemitah year. And you can't benefit your ground for planting in the Shemitah year. So what do you do with all that dirt? Sovra b'rishus harabim umasakno, to Rabbi Yeshua. According to Bar Tanura, Rabbi Yeshua suggests that you do it in two steps. First, make a big pile of dirt in the Rishus HaRabim itself, in the public domain. And then you fix up that problem, your misakin that, by moving it back into your field. According to the Bar Tanura, by doing it in two steps, first taking the dirt pile and putting it into the Rishus HaRabim, and then taking the dirt pile from the Rishus HaRabim and put it back into your field, it looks like what you're doing in step two is just fixing up an obstacle that's in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public domain, and no one will think you're doing that for the sake of benefiting your field and planting. Therefore, it's allowed. That's the Bar Tanura's pshat. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't like that. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kaderach Shein Makalkalin Rishus HaRabim, the same way you're not allowed to, he objects on two levels. First, you have no right to even temporarily pile up a big mound of obstacle in the Rishus HaRabim, in the public place. It's not your place to put your dirt even temporarily. So he objects to that. And furthermore, Kachli Sakenu, you also have no right to do the fixing of the Rishus HaRabim. That is to say, it's not your business to fix up the Rishus HaRabim. So if you're going to take your dirt, you'll have to put it not in the Rishus HaRabim at all. You'll have to just put it like in a dumping site off the premises, you know, in a riverbed or something like that, totally away. The halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The Pshat in the Mishnah, however, that's according to Bar Tanura, how I said it. The Gra has a different approach, which is much far-reaching and fascinating. He understands that the words misaken doesn't mean just fix the problem. He reads it as follows. Ma yaseh ba'afar, what does he do with the dirt he digs up from in front of his lot beside the Rishus HaRabim? Sover Rishus HaRabim umisakno, he piles it up in the public domain and then he fixes it. What does he fix? He fixes the public domain. The public domain invariably will have, you know, potholes and ruts and so on. And so he is going to be able to fix up and smooth out the public domain with that dirt, which is providing a public service. And that's Rabbi Yeshua's solution, because then, of course, he's not benefiting his own land for planting. He's fixing up the streets. What a great guy. Rabbi Akiva, however, says no. This, again, is the Pshat of the Gra. Rabbi Akiva says, Kaderach in makalklin Rishus HaRabim. First of all, you have no right to pile up dirt in the Rishus HaRabim. You're just causing havoc for everybody. You have no right to do that. And second of all, kach lo yisakenu. You also have no right to fix the Rishus HaRabim. It's not your place to fix it. You know, just because you think you're doing a service, you haven't got a permit, you haven't got a license, you haven't got the expertise. So what you think you're benefiting the public for, you might be messing things up by doing it in a way that isn't to the public's liking. So therefore, unauthorized persons may neither, says Rabbi Akiva, according to the Gra, may neither A, temporarily pile things in Rishus HaRabim, nor B, sort of like do vigilante justice, if you will, and fix problems in Rishus HaRabim, because he's not authorized to do that, and actually could be causing harm to people inadvertently. So, Ma'aseh B'Afar, so what should he do? What should the guy do with the sand and dirt since he can't use it to fix up the Rosh Hashanah? Sover b'soch sadeo kadera chamazablin. Says Rabbi Akiva, you just pile up the dirt in your own property the same way you pile fertilizer up in your property. You'll recall from the first Mishnayos of the Perek that there are rules about how much and how big you how about spreading out fertilizer, so it shouldn't look like you're preparing your plant or your land to fertilize. And the rules there basically where you could have one pile for every third of a besa, and each pile had to have 10 mashpelos, 10 containers full of manure. Each container full had to have 10 lesech, like each lesech was 15 sa, so it comes out to 10 times 10 or 100 lesech, each times, 100 lesech, which is 1500 sa, something like around, 2 cubic meters, give or take, of manure. So here we're saying the same applies. The mound of dirt that you're going to apply in your backyard from what you excavated should be the same dimensions in terms of size, like a minimum, again, of what's called whatever, 2 cubic meters of dirt, 100 lesach of dirt. And that way, it won't look like you're spreading out dirt for planting. It looks like you're just, piling up dirt that came out of your digging site. That's what it says here again. Sovro besoch sadehu, you pile up the dirt that you excavate in your field, kadera chamazablin, the exact same way one does with manure. The chain, and the same principle applies. According to Bartonor, we're now going to talk about not just on Shemitah, but any day of the year, any day of the year of the Shemitah cycle. If a person is excavating in his property, he's a chofer of a bore. He's a digging a bore, is like a cistern or a pit in the ground. Siach, that's like a ditch. A ma'ara, that's like a kind of like a cave, an excavation where you could have like a hollowed out area where you have shelter. In all those cases, you're going to end up with a lot of dirt. What do you do with the dirt? So if it's not Shemitah, just in general, so Rabbi Akiva says you have no business putting that in the public domain. You can't use it to fix up the public domain. Rather, you have to, keep it on your own property.